Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Da-da. Yeah, welcome back. It's Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Perfectly even weather day here in Rochester. Starting at 63.
All right.
Going to get up into the mid-70s. Looks like there is potential for rain after 3 o'clock.
Who's a storm brewing?
Well, is it a storm? There's lightning, right? They said there's potential lightning. I don't know. We'll all find out together.
We could use it, buddy.
I can? Could we?
Oh, yeah.
Is it bad?
Dry.
Is it dry?
Dry as your grandma.
Again, I'm fine with that comment.
I think so's Grandpa.
Okay.
He's done.
Well, no, he's not happy about
it. He's done.
Well, no, he just, even for a little fun, right? I mean, a little hand fun. Ah, the way to start a Monday. I got to tell you, I am very happy to be back at work this morning.
Yeah, why? What's that?
It's been a weekend.
Oh, wow.
So I've determined that never again will I ever get rest for the rest of my life.
Oh.
It's never going to happen because we, in the Duffy family right now, we are full tennis and hockey season.
And school.
And school.
There, there he's going.
All of these things are happening. All of these things are happening. So over the weekend, my daughter's hockey team, they played 4 games out in Fairport against these teams from Pittsburgh. And, like, we were at the rink all day, which I don't mind. Like, I love watching
play. NHL only plays one a day.
You got to get it all in on the weekends.
I guess.
Okay, so Saturday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, they're playing this team from Pittsburgh. And this Pittsburgh team is really, really talented. And the game is getting intense, and it starts to get physical. So in this game on Saturday night, there are a couple of fights between the girls.
Oh, wow.
And nothing like where they're like squaring off and the refs are like circling them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, punches get thrown in front of the net. It was nothing crazy. It's normal hockey stuff. But there were punches thrown on 2 separate occasions. And there's a reason I bring this up.
Whatever.
I am asking other sports parents, and maybe this is just a hockey parent thing, and maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just a complete psychopath. But the phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Do other sports parents start sizing up the opposing team's parents when the game starts to get dicey?
Oh, like even before the fight breaks out?
Well, like, look.
I think that's called being a psychopath.
Okay, all right. No, I could be a psychopath.
So you start, like, looking at the parents of other players to. Not like just because you want to see like the resemblance, but you think like you could take them.
Well,
in
no,
a fight.
If something were to go sideways, because this happens in U sports and it's terrible.
Sure, it does,
sucks,
it does.
And I hate it. And it's the worst.
But you're like, you're envisioning it ahead of time.
I will actively look through the crowd to try and figure out who's going to be the problem. And who's going to, like, we've talked about this before, like, most men, you weren't one of them, have admitted that when they meet someone for the first time, for some reason in your head, you think, can I kick this guy's ass?
Okay.
Now, you guys know me. I am the world's biggest pacifist. I am not someone who is going to get involved in any of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do.
But just in case.
Well, like, subconsciously, Kimmy, like, if things go sideways and I am forced into a situation, like, how worried do I have to be?
Kind of sounds like you want to fight.
I do not want to fight anybody.
Kinda.
Getting punched in the face
this
hurts.
This sounds like more of a fantasy a little bit.
Well, here's why it's not, and I got proof.
All right, so you're watching this go play out in front of you.
On the ice, yes.
So what are you thinking?
So, All right, so my thought when this stuff happens, yeah. whether it's like a bad penalty or some girl tries to hurt another girl or there's a fight happening, yeah. is it'll happen on the ice, and then I look to the crowd to see the reaction of their parents.
Okay.
Right? And to see if one of the parents are, like, yelling down at the kids, because that could set off a chain reaction. If sure. one of the parents starts yelling at the other team's parents, because that could set off a chain reaction. I've been fortunate enough in my daughter's hockey career where I've never been on a team where something like this has happened. But I have watched on several occasions where all of a sudden something like that happens on the ice. One parent says something to somebody's kid. You don't talk to my kid
oh,
like
so a
that.
Chain reaction.
And now it is just a chain reaction of melee parents fighting. It's insane, and it's stupid, and it sucks, and I want no part of it. But I have to admit, I find myself looking and being like, all right, if it's going to happen, who am I going for?
All right. So basically, when all these hockey parents get together, it's the equivalent of a dog park.
Exactly what it is.
Because one dog starts it, and yep. then they all join in.
That is the perfect analogy yeah. for hockey parents. And there's a reason I bring this up.
Whatever.
Because it turns out, as I was scanning the crowd, I knew immediately that we had a problem.
What happened?
One of the dads on our team, this guy Chris, notices a name on the back of one of the girls' jerseys
okay.
that Steelers fans would recognize.
Oh, it's an old Steeler name.
Yep. The last name
back
was...
Back to Bradshaw?
Oh, not that far back. The name on the back of this girl's sweater was Kiesel. Kimmy, you remember Brett Kiesel?
Yeah.
Brett Kiesel played defensive end for the Pittsburgh Steelers for like 13 years.
Oh, okay.
Brett Kiesel... is 6'6" and every ounce of like 350 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And Brett Kiesel's daughter.
Also inherited the
Wait, that's the kid height. On the ice?
His daughter is playing. Now, okay. by the way, the kid is not okay. like, no, the kid it just looks like a girl.
Oh.
Her dad is there.
Oh.
Brett Kiesel is at this
game. So you get a former Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yep. So me and this other dad, Chris, spotted him on the glass before the game because we're both big sports fans. And he's like, Pittsburgh Kiesel. And I go, bro, there's a giant bearded man. I just walked by on the yeah. other side. That's got to be Brett Kiesel. So like, we're both like a couple of idiots. We're I'm in the penalty box. He's working on the clock going, hey, Brett Kiesel. It's like, where's Waldo right. for giant bearded
well, I
men?
I feel like he'd stand out a little bit.
He definitely yeah. did, right? But as these fights start happening, I'm looking at Brett Kiesel. Like, well, is Brett Kiesel?
What are you going to do?
You going to be cool, Brett Kiesel? Please
it's
be cool.
It's going to take about yes. five of us to take you down.
Kimmy, the dad that I'm with, who we were playing Where's yeah. Waldo Brett Kiesel, he's a larger man than I am.
Yeah.
And he was standing next to Brett Kiesel after the game, and he was dwarfed by
How
Brett Kiesel.
How big is this
that makes
dude?
Sense.
6'5", three, he, yeah. easy
He's still that big?
He is a monster.
So he's over 300 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And 6'5".
Oh, my God. He yeah. was horrifying. He's a horrifying man. Horrifying man. So these fights break out. And I'm looking at Brett Kiesel, and I'm thinking to myself, you gotta be cool, right? Like, you play the NFL, this is no big deal. Like, you're just going to yeah. be awesome. Because please don't set off a chain reaction where I'm sprinting out of the Rochester Ice Center
yeah.
away from former Pittsburgh
But like you
Steeler.
Said, man, this guy's been around. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably cool.
All right, so that's just it. Everything turned out cool. Parents on the other team yeah. were super nice, totally laid
no,
back.
Look at that.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah,
I ended up, you know, we're all sitting around laughing about it afterwards. And, like, you know, I just happened to... by standing there,
yeah.
have a quick conversation with Brett Kiesel. And then, like, I was walking out of the rink Sunday morning. His team was still there. And he's driving. He, like, waved at me. I was like, oh, Brett Kiesel waved at me.
That's we're Pittsburgh,
like,
man.
We're, like, best friends.
I will say I...
Close personal friend, Brett Kiesel.
I always loved Pittsburgh. Anytime I went through there, it was a great time. As much as I love Pittsburgh, I had the opposite effect of Philadelphia.
Why do you... I don't
Very different places, though.
They're extremely different.
Yeah.
And they both love their state, but... I can't
well,
stand
they hate
people.
Each other.
They hate each other, but I understand Pittsburgh.
You understand Pittsburgh?
That's a cool town. Philadelphia sucks.
Oh, my God. I love Philly. I don't know why you hate Philly so much. Is it because they got better jokes than you? Because everyone in Philly is funnier?
No, Pittsburgh has way funnier. They had Dennis Miller.
Baby.
Funny guy.
Yeah, no, he's nailing it now. When's he
well,
playing
Well, he's
next?
Retired.
No, he's not. He's actively still touring.
No, he's done.
No, he's babe. Done. He's done.
Babe.
Not by his choice. 252 WCMO. Okay, I realize now as I'm speaking out loud
What's
about what I'm go, what I do, mm-hmm. and I'm watching your reaction.
Hey, sometimes you need to talk it out. It's okay.
No,
well, there's nothing you can do. What are you gonna do?
There's nothing we could do.
The guy's a monster.
I'm not even talking about
but
Brett Kiesel.
I
mean
like,
the whole like sizing up
oh.
the
yeah,
other
I was gonna
parents.
Say. I want to say though, this isn't limited to just the hockey rink. I do feel like this is something that you do. That you've talked about
yeah.
openly that you will do at other places as well.
Yeah, but no. Like, if I walk into, like, an Applebee's, the chances that a full entire brawl is going to break
but
out.
You've thought about it.
Yes, but it's like 0.01%.
Bar's getting a little rowdy tonight.
This is the only place where, like, there's a legitimate issue, a legitimate threat that this could happen. And I want to be clear.
Well, yeah, you got more at stake. Your kids are right in front of you.
Yes, like, unless my child is in immediate danger from an adult, I'm never doing anything.
Yeah, I'm looking for the exits, man.
No, you and I both.
Yeah.
Which also brings up, like, another...
My wife ain't.
You think your wife's going to get in there?
Yeah. I know she will. I like, if we watch these grandkids, if somebody looks at her dog the wrong way, she doesn't like that person, right? We had somebody scolded us when we were walking our dog one time on vacation because she tinkled on the sidewalk, and the guy yelled at us, and she was ready to, like, go after this guy.
She knows what size you are, right?
I don't think she even cares that I'm there.
Okay.
I think she's on her own, and she knows it.
Yeah. I don't think she knows she's – I think she thinks you're going to do something.
What am I going to do?
No, I understand. I agree
with
you.
She's going to look behind her. He's going to
be gone. You're walking around with a third of a husband.
All of a sudden, the Florida flash is real.
Oh, I am flashing, baby. I'm gone.
No, I mean, now that you bring it up, yeah. I mean, my wife gets very mama bear, but only when she thinks her daughter's hurt. Like, she,
well, I'm saying, like, it's got to be around those kids.
But I can't see my wife, like freaking out on another parent. I would like to believe, and I mean, based on evidence of all these years.
I've never seen her do it, but I know it's there.
Okay. I mean, Kimmy, would you think the mothers are worse than the dads when it comes to this stuff?
See, I only remember the dads.
Okay.
I guess I don't remember moms being, any mom having a reputation. Not saying it didn't happen, but the dads were the louder ones about it.
I mean, but look, there's loud, but then there's like...
Then there's snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, I yell at my daughter's games, but it's always positive stuff, unless my daughter screws up, in which case you're going to hear it, and you're walking home.
Yeah.
Right in front of the net yesterday, all alone, pass fed to her. She decides to try... one-timer instead of just picking it up and walking. Totally whiffs on it. Totally whiffs. She scored later, so she got a ride home. But point is, like, you know, we're spending a lot of time driving you to practice.
Yes. Yes.
252 WCMF. Spent the weekend at the rink with my oldest. She's got hockey games. We're playing this team from Pittsburgh, and there were some fights that happened between the girls. Nothing crazy, just hockey stuff. But I was, you know, saying, I guess maybe I'm the only parent that, like, sizes up the other parents before the
maybe
game.
Maybe they do.
In case, like, something happens.
There could be many psychos at this place.
There was only one time I legitimately thought I was going to be involved in something.
Oh.
And we were up in the North Country.
Oh.
Man, you're
too soft for the North Country, son. Those are mountain men up there.
You know what's funny, man?
They all look like old Mr. Kiesel.
Like, you want to talk
I live on Kiesel Mountain.
The most sensitive people I've ever met in my life.
Really?
Like, you know, the guys with the big, thick beards that live up in the North going, you can't say that! Watch me! What are you going to do? Did I hurt your feelings? So with that in mind, you know, my wife is Jamaican, so my daughters are mixed. And there aren't a lot of black hockey players.
Yeah.
Like, in the world.
Sure.
So we're up in the North Country, mm-hmm. and one of the girls on the other team called my daughter a racial slur.
Oh.
On the ice. Which, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. Intense. Here's the thing. Like, my daughter is usually very measured. And, like,
wait, that kid called her a honky?
So my daughter starts, like, flipping out, and I know something's
she
up.
Should,
okay,
man.
So we find out after the game what happened, right? And here's the thing. Right. You know, we're going to keep our heads about us, right? I am under the impression here, if most parents found out that their kid did that, they would be just as upset, right? And I also understand, now, keep in mind, I'm a 39-year-old white guy, so I'm not going to have the same reaction as other folks would. I also understand that there are kids that may not understand what they are saying and the history behind something. Right. So we're going to take a measured approach to this.
So
the coaches on my daughter's team, awesome guys, awesome guys. They go to the other coach and they're like, listen, just to give you a heads up. Well, it turns out that the coach, it was his daughter.
Oh.
The coach's daughter dropped it.
Coach's daughter. And he, how do I put this, was not alarmed.
Well, okay. She heard it from somewhere.
Was not alarmed. Like, if they had gone to this
probably
guy.
Probably picks it up from her mother.
If they had gone to this guy and said, you know, this happened, and he drops the hammer on her, thank you.
So he just kind of blew it off?
He kind of blew it off. Yeah. And that was the one time I had to find myself searching for inner peace so I didn't try and murder a man in a hockey room.
Yeah.
Because I was
that
close. Yeah. But it was also one of those envisioned situations, too, where it's like, you know, there's banjos playing and we're running out of
Deliverance.
Whatever North Country town we were in. Yeah, but like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You sports are the worst.
It sounds like it.
They're the best and the worst at the same time.
Because, you know, my wife used to do that for the Pittsburgh program. She did the after school stuff.
Sure.
And it was always a nightmare. Like, every time she came home,
yeah.
every time she came home, she had a story, and it was always a parent Not a kid.
It's never the kids.
No, the kids are fine. Like, the kids are embarrassed by the parents.
And here's the thing. Even if there is an issue with a kid, they're kids. Like, that's where you learn these things.
But it's kids' stuff they're doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Take care of it at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, on ice, off ice, whatever, like, there are lessons to be learned in all of these things. Like, you're, you know, 30, 40, 50 years old. You should know these lessons by now. For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Ah!
Sometimes the message just never gets there. I call those people my brothers.
It's funny, too. I also find myself, like, before the game, because I do, having watched this happen so many times with other teams, like, it is something in my head. I don't want my daughter and these other girls to, like, watch their parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I do find myself, like, you know, I'll be standing around in the lobby, and I'll be, like, striking up a conversation with the other team. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, they're always really nice. Yeah. We're all in the same situation. We're spending stupid amounts of money that we shouldn't for our kids to go play a game that was a third of the price 20 years ago. It does bother me when I try to do that, and like other teams' parents, every once in a while, they're like, ugh.
"Oh, because you're the enemy."
You're the enemy. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, where's this all going?
Exactly. Exactly. The kids are having fun, and it's a great experience, and they're learning lots of lessons. But it's not. What are we?
Pick a side, buddy.
Shut up, douche. That's why, after the wave in the car yesterday morning, I'm a big fan of former Steelers defensive end Brett Keith.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm horrified of that man.
And you should be.
All right. So, what do we learn here?
Pittsburgh's a cool town.
No, we did not learn that.
Philly sucks. Their sandwiches suck.
I think if there's one thing we could take away from this conversation, you should be a fan of Brett Keisel. Seems like a really nice guy.
Right. Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Whether you love or hate your job, you get up every morning because at the end of the week, there's a paycheck in it for
you.
That is, unless you are these people still. Because an event over the weekend is trying to keep a light on what these employees are going through.
Yeah.
And there does have to get to a point where no matter how much you love doing your job or how worried you are about finding another one, you got to walk away.
Well, got to pay them bills, buddy.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Okay, so back over the summer, we got a story from 13 Wham that talked about how some employees for the city school district, ones that were working in the summertime, were not getting paid.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
No money.
No, $0.
So for the whole summer, they basically didn't get a check.
You got it. And the reason is the district switched to a new payroll company. By the way, a switch that was a decade in the making, according to several reports.
So they really did their deep research, making sure everything was ready to go.
It also says, Tommy, that this switch cost the school district tens of millions of dollars.
Wait, two switch,
or at least millions, not tens of millions. I'm sorry, millions of dollars. And when it happened, some Rochester City School District employees just stopped getting paid. Their direct deposit never showed up. They weren't getting paper checks. It just wasn't there.
Okay.
Like, at all. So the district said there was literally nothing they could do. It was all in the hands of the company that they hired. A company that, according to other reports, had problems like this with other businesses that they were working for.
Like the job that they are supposed to do, hand you your money.
They were not doing it.
Having a hard time with that.
Yeah. Employees who were trying to get their money said they were even more frustrated when they tried to reach out to this company. Phone numbers that went nowhere.
So this almost sounds, if I'm that person, this sounds like a scam.
Right.
Kind of.
Like you signed up for some BS.
Doesn't sound like there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there's nobody even answering the phones.
Well, so people said they sat on hold for 2 hours, did not get the answer they were looking for. Some folks said they wrote emails that never got responded to.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm getting played.
Okay. So long story short, there were employees that went weeks, some months without a paycheck.
How do you do that without getting everything turned off?
The teachers union, credit to them, went out of their way to start offering emergency loans to people that needed them. But
that's a loan.
Yes.
Which means I'm on the hook for interest.
I believe it was no interest loan. You still needed to get paid your back pay to pay that loan back.
Right.
You're still not getting your full paycheck.
And this is where we are now. So as of this weekend, there are still employees that are missing cash that they've been owed from over the summer. A group of city school district teachers assistants gathered this weekend outside of the district offices. Thank you.
Offices.
Thank you. To stage a protest.
Give them hell, buddy.
They say that 90-some-odd TAs who weren't paid over the summer still have not gotten all of the money they've been owed.
Mm.
And they say they were promised all of the retroactive pay they were owed by September 19th. That date has come. That date has gone.
And nada.
Not been made whole yet. Okay. There will be another rally this coming Thursday.
That should fix it. Let me get a sign that says, give me my money.
What other option do you have?
I know. I don't know what else you do.
It's like a dog barking, man. I mean,
yeah, but you got to show that you're not going to, like, go away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm not going to ignore this problem.
Because you're hungry and pissed.
Well, no. I mean, there are some people that would just be like, screw it, whatever. Yeah. It's a loss. Chalk it up to a loss.
I guess you go look for a new gig.
Okay. So
are these temporary, like, summer jobs?
No. Teachers' assistants are full-time gigs.
Yeah. So this is like,
All right. Is there anyone going through this with the district right now? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How much are you short and what are they telling you? Because I'm getting the impression that both of you in this room at this point would quit this job.
Well, I mean, if I'm getting nowhere, what other course do you have? Man. You got to go eat. I mean, if they start coming for your house, your car, I mean, how long can most people go 3 months with no money?
Again, to be clear, it sounds like they've gotten some money.
Okay, but some money doesn't pay all my bills. And if I'm already behind, a little bit of money just keeps me behind. That's going to bury your ass.
Look, I mean, most people right now live paycheck to paycheck. All of your money still keeps you a little bit behind. So, yeah, these people are in serious trouble, it sounds like.
I think my fear would be if they keep saying it's coming. Like, I don't want to walk away and then never see that money. I think what would keep me around is, like, I want that money that I'm owed, and I don't – if I quit now, will I never see it?
You need that sign. Good downtown.
No, but she's right.
I'd definitely be looking to see what else is out there, but I don't know if I'm ready to walk away yet because I'm afraid I'm never going to get paid what I owe.
All right, in this situation, there may be three specific things that are keeping you in your job despite the nightmare you are in.
All right.
One, if you enjoy your job, you may feel stuck.
I get that.
I understand that.
But you and I have both been behind on our bills, and it is so hard, even when you get your money, to get caught up.
But it sucks. But you've also been behind because you pursued a job that you wanted or loved, right? That wasn't necessarily guaranteed.
And, like, here's the thing. We talked about this when it first started 3 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago. And you said here, if they started, like, taking money out of your paycheck, you'd stay. Because what else are you going to do? There's no job like this. So you sit here and you talk about, it's like a dog barking. Yeah. You got to walk away. Would you walk away? No. The second thing that may keep these folks at their job,
what is that?
I mean, these are folks, teachers, assistants that work with kids. And the relationship that you have with the kids may make you feel obligated.
Maybe that kid's got a sandwich he can give you.
Can you start asking the kids to borrow money?
You may have to, man.
But, like, in all seriousness, I mean, Kimmy, your husband worked, you know, as in this realm. Like, you know, you form relationships with these kids. There's a lot
of, do it for the love
they get
of the
up,
children.
Yes, exactly. You get up as a teacher because you like to see, or a teacher's assistant, the difference that you're making.
I also would think, I mean, I guess based on the job, I'm not sure. I would think you got you get pretty good benefits when you work at a school, too. Like, if you are somebody that relies on that, or if your family's relying on that, you can't just walk away.
So we are talking teacher's assistants versus teachers.
Right, I don't know. But if you're full-time, you still probably get something, right?
Okay. But that leads
potentially. I'm just thinking, like, of other reasons why you might stay.
But that leads to the third potential problem.
What's that?
As to why someone might stick this out. Can you get a job like this in another district right now? Like, do school districts?
Well, I thought everybody was coming up short, but they needed teachers.
Okay, no, teachers' aides. Again,
well, I figure they probably have a shortage of everything.
Very possible, right? But, like, do schools hire teachers' aides in late September? Like, if you rode this out over the summer, believing what they told you, you're going to get your money soon.
Yeah.
And that kept you from moving on to a new place of employment. What do you do? Like, what are you supposed to do? If there's nowhere to go, I mean, this isn't like...
No, if you're stuck, you're stuck.
If you're a chef, there's, you know, 150 restaurants to go work at. Here in
town... I mean,
town,
you may have to completely rethink your career. I mean, if there's no money being paid, what's the point?
But it's only being not paid in this district, which leads to another thing. If you like this job, what are you going to do? Find a job for 8 months until maybe jobs open up next year? And again, I don't know the situation. Maybe they can walk into another gig right now.
Because this is kind of like a part-time gig, right? The assistant?
Oh, no. You can be a full-time teacher's assistant.
Like, okay.
Some of them are full-time.
I don't know how it works.
No, I just find it funny. Whenever somebody doesn't have a job that you think is prestigious, you assume they make like... They show up for like 4 hours a day. They're on their phones all the time. They got headphones in.
Wait, they're doing morning shows?
252 WCMF. Teachers assistants gathered over the weekend to protest the fact that they still have not been paid their entire paychecks from over the summer through the city of Rochester City School District. It's all because of a new payroll company that they're using. The district says there is nothing they can do. It's all in the hands of this payroll company, but the payroll company is not getting back to people as to why this is happening. In fact, nobody knows why this is happening.
This company has said nothing to nobody.
We have no public statements.
Has anybody else used this company before?
That is insane.
So somebody had called and told us that there were other issues with this company and other business that was similar to this one. Let's talk to Justin, 252-WCMF. Hey, Justin, how are you, buddy?
Morning, Duffy. How you doing?
Good, Justin. What do you got?
So I was actually going to say it's not necessarily like a barking dog in the background when they set up these strikes. So I'm an electrician, and other labor unions, if they show up and there is a picket line and there are people striking, other unions can also turn down the work.
Okay, so I want to be clear. No, I get what you're saying. I want to be clear. This was not a strike. It was just a protest. They're still going to work today because, you know, I mean, the kids are involved in everything.
Right.
But, I mean, Justin's right. Like, there's power in this is a
union.
Well,
a strike is, yes.
No, but I'm saying even with the protest, these people are a part of a union. There's power in, you know, brotherhood and sisterhood.
What's the union doing?
They're floating the loans for these people.
All right, but that doesn't fix the problem.
But no, talk to Justin, please, man, who's never worked in a union in his life.
I know unions.
No, you don't. You bragged about working in a non-union grocery store.
I saw Hoffa twice.
So there's definitely that power where they can band together. So, like, if they were to actually set up a strike and say that they were having an electrical project done, and I know a lot of them are, you know, having lighting or whatever else upgraded. I mean, the other unions. So, like, you could show up, and if the teachers were on strike, other labor unions, so like mechanics and things like that, can essentially say that they're not going to work if they don't agree with what's happening.
Stick it to the man.
Okay, but see,
getting a little more power
down. Now, Justin, I'm with you, man. Power to the people. Take down the 1%. That being said, there is a little bit of a weird caveat here because it's not the district saying we're not paying you. Now, the actions of the district led to this, but there's nothing the district can do right now. So you'd be punishing the district, but there's nothing the district can do to change it.
But it was their decision to go hire this company to pay you.
It was.
It's kind of like they're going to go, yeah, it's over. These guys did it, not us.
But let's say in a hypothetical situation, these TAs decide we're going to strike. And Justin's like, I'm not putting lights in anywhere over there because we're bonding together.
It's a brotherhood, man.
It's not like the city school district can like flip a switch and make it better. It doesn't really change anything. You know what I mean? Okay, well, Justin, I'm sorry, go ahead, buddy.
No, I'm sorry, I thought you were still going. That's really all I had for you guys, though. I'll let you guys go.
Right, thanks, buddy. Right. Justin got bored with our conversation.
Yes.
I did get another call. This could be an interesting reason, too. Not sure the logistics.
You should always trust the phone call.
But he said that they may not leave because if they break their teacher's contract, they could lose a certification.
Is that teachers or TAs?
I don't know.
Do TAs have to be certified?
Maybe.
So back in the day.
But I mean, I guess that would make sense, though, if you're afraid of losing something by breaking a contract.
Okay. Yeah, but you're not paying me. Isn't that part of the contract?
Well,
you give me some money here.
Here's the problem. If you do need a certification, and again, now we're just talking out our ass here. If you do need a certification, well, that could keep me from getting a job somewhere else.
Right.
But what a noose around their neck.
That's what I'm saying, man. This sucks. Yeah. This sucks so hard. It sucks long and it sucks hard.
Well, what would you call it, then?
Your mom. Long and hard.
Didn't see that coming.
Neither did she. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We have had this argument in the break room for years.
What argument?
And it turns out I've been right the whole time.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Well, when it comes to the best season in Rochester, there is no science, bro, that backs up where we are now as a number one.
I got a feeling you're shifting seasons.
Look,
here.
Look, man, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
It's not just the temperature.
Okay.
It's not just for the activities.
Because I remember your rants.
Oh,
quite
do you?
Well.
Do you remember my rants?
Sure do.
Man?
Sure do.
Well, it makes sense that you're misremembering because the favorite season I have is great for your brain, and your brain ain't working right now.
Never did.
Bud.
Man.
You're hanging out at the Breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. As of today, it is officially fall in Rochester.
Oh, today's fall?
You got
nice.
It.
Nice.
Today is fall.
Today is fall.
Give me today is fall.
Today's fall.
And it becoming fall is going to do wonders for your brain.
Okay.
Story on News 8 over the weekend. Talked to a clinical psychologist from the Cleveland Clinic. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, pretty big one.
It's in Cleveland. They say that fall is the best season for our brain and our body.
Oh.
One, they say the cooler air makes it easier to spend more time outside. That outdoor time raises oxygen levels in our brains, which helps us think clearer and feel calmer. This woman said a few minutes outside in the cool, crisp air does wonders for our bodies and brains.
Great.
So that's great.
Yes.
But that's not all.
Why? There's more?
She also talks about what they call the scarcity effect.
What's that?
Okay. So, things that you can only get for a limited amount of time.
Mm.
And there are lots of things around fall that add to the magic of the scarcity effect. All things pumpkin spice.
Okay.
Apples everywhere. Football season.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
There is something that everyone waits all year for that only comes around during fall that makes us extra happy.
All right.
And finally, maybe the most important thing.
Fry cakes. But
that would be the scarcity effect.
Yeah. Oh.
See what I mean about his broken brain? You only get stuff. Okay, now we're moving on. Fry cakes! Finally, and what might be the most important thing, you sleep better in the fall.
Fantastic.
You get you get into more of a routine with the sunrises and sunsets going back to normal. You're not staying up with till 9 with the sun right in your face.
Mm.
Not to mention, cooler temperatures make it easier to pass out, stay asleep, and get deeper sleep during the fall season.
And they say you need your sleep.
You do need your sleep.
Doesn't it kind of make you lazier, though? Like, I don't feel, I guess, as guilty about the sleep. Or there's nothing, like, I guess, getting me out of bed.
Pushing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone.
Like, I feel like a little bit, like, if I'm, I don't feel as guilty if I'm just sitting around and not doing anything. Because, man, it's kind of crappy out. You know what I mean?
But you got to remember, though, you're a burnout.
Yeah. Yeah, but you are also lazy like me. So you, I think
yeah, but
you
I do
understand.
The drink, you drink, you do the
The same. I mean, it's,
I don't know. Okay.
It's the same.
I'm not sure what your point is.
Different roads.
I think
that's
some of the weed catching up with your ass.
I love how the two laziest people in the room are like, you're what if you
all
get
day.
Lazy?
No,
you're
but
smoking,
I guess that's why I don't understand. Shut up.
Shut up. Boss
Shut
might
up.
Be listening. Shut up.
Burnout.
That's why I guess I don't understand why it would be healthier for you.
Well, look, we've talked.
If I'm not getting out and doing as much.
We've talked when it comes to the sleep specifically. Mm. Over the last couple of weeks, a couple of times, new studies that have shown that lack of sleep may be what is leading to an increase in dementia.
A deeper sleep. Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, your sleep is very important. You need that 7 to 9 hours
every night.
It repairs
your body.
It really does.
I know.
Your brain and your body.
But it's what's so funny about this whole study and the Pat Duffy effect. This is not what you talk about.
No, it's not.
Not at all. Not any of this.
You just like the cooler air.
No, he likes dank. Like in the middle of February, when you and I are just completely miserable, when we haven't seen the sun in months, and you're sloshing through slop, you come in here and go, "This is great, man."
Oh,
that's
awesome.
We hate it.
Yeah.
You hate the sun. And by the way,
this
fresh air you talk about, you don't go outside. You're the only person I know that works out and stays inside.
Joke's on you. I worked out at a baseball field in Fairport yesterday. Who looks
stupid? Not by choice.
No, but I still
did. By child point.
Did you just ask who looks stupid now? Still you.
Nope, I look great. There was a family hitting baseballs in the field like next to me, staring at me the whole time.
Yeah, I would too.
No, look, what you are bringing up is when we argue summer versus winter. And my argument is always, I will take 10 degrees over 90 degrees any day of the week.
I'm the opposite.
My favorite season is and always has been fall.
Why,
and
though?
This
but you again, to Tommy's point, you hate doing all those things.
Yeah,
you don't want to go to the farm.
You don't like apples. You don't like going
you don't
out
want,
doing
like, the crisp air.
Yeah.
I like crisp air. I love crisp air.
Yeah, when the AC kicks in.
When I am outside at a tailgate on a fall morning, it's like heaven. That is my Shangri-La.
Which, by the way, one of the healthiest activities is tailgating.
Oh,
they
you're
say,
gonna...
I went to the doctor's. You're not getting enough tailgating.
I can go take a walk with my wife in the fall and not want
to
die.
You need to eat a greasy sandwich on gravel.
You don't want to take a walk.
I'm in my walking period now.
Are you
walking
old
era.
Now? Are you getting old now?
I'm in my
getting your Rockports on?
Nobody knows what those are.
People my age know Rockport.
But I guess
it's the MF-er. It's the MF-er's shoes.
The things that you list that bring most people outside for fall are not things you enjoy doing. Like, you're not a big, you don't like to look at the leaves change.
No.
So like, you're not into those fall activities. Other than, like, the weather temperature, I don't think any of those things apply to
you. Don't drink cider. Too much sugar. Pat'll get fat if he has any sugar, and
fry
it gives
cakes,
you the trots.
Out of the question. The fry cakes are out of the question.
Oh, yeah,
look, that's how good his brain's working. Can't even hear you right now. What? Huh? What?
He's got, I got the hearing
aids. He's
got
giant headphones that broadcast exactly what she says into his head. Huh? What?
I got
fry cakes!
I got the bad hearing.
Sprinkles! 252 to BCMF. A story yesterday on News 8. talks to a psychologist from the Cleveland Clinic who says that fall may be the best season for your brain and for your body. And it starts
today. Beautiful right now.
Are you buying what this lady is selling?
I like fall. I like fall weather.
Don't you be smart.
But I don't like what comes right after it. Like, I know, like right now we are having perfect weather.
You're right.
Yeah.
And we are so going to pay for it soon.
I think, and that's what also leads to the stress of fall, yeah. is knowing what's coming next.
6 months of just dank.
It's hard to enjoy what's currently happening when you know what is very, very close.
Because then it just gets ugly for six months. It's just ugly.
Both of you guys are dicks. Neither of you should have stress in fall. And I mean this with all due respect. I got kids, man. I got to get them ready for school. They got their sports starting up. That's stress. You guys get to enjoy the cool, crisp weather, sleeping as late as you want on a weekend if you want to. Shut up!
Yesterday I sat out at a cigar.
Wow.
Cocktail, watched a little of the football game, and it was beautiful.
He only had one game in him, Kimmy, and he didn't watch the whole game.
Well, it was like background.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't really interested in it. I did like seeing Jerry Jones get pissed off.
That was bad.
That was
really bad.
Yeah, it was, buddy.
So, like, with this study that gets brought up, the story they do on News 8 about how fall is the best season for your body and your brain, I mean, it makes sense in other ways, too. If you look at what the other three seasons bring to Rochester, right? Winter, I love it, but I get it. There are people that get seasonal depression.
And
when
it lingers into spring.
Okay, fine.
And we don't get spring around here.
Yeah.
We just go from rain to, hey, it's 80.
And that's what sucks about spring. You're right. It's only 4 hours
doesn't
long.
Doesn't really exist.
Summer, you get wild stories from every neighborhood in the greater Rochester area. Heat breeds anger, breeds stress, breeds more drinking, which breeds more anger. All right, let me ask you this question, smart guy.
Yeah.
If you could pick one season, you live all year round. Which one would it be?
Oh, summer.
Yeah, see, that makes you stupid.
I'm a Floridian. I want the sun.
Oh, I'm with him. Like, I love it.
You need the sun. The sun is like everything.
We still have sun in fall. You get sun in fall. It's literally on your shoulder.
It's like you slowly turning the lights off. Okay. Like your dad paid the bill.
Yeah, like I love that the days are longer. It makes me feel way less depressed.
Okay.
I hate when you get up, you go to work, it's dark. You go home, it's dark.
Aww.
4 o'clock, it's like lights out.
Everybody
in the darkness.
Anybody that is around you all day, it's darkness. It is nothing but darkness standing next to you 24 hours a day. Like, the ultimate cruelty here.
What's that?
Like, if you love the summer like you guys do and you wanted to live in a place where it's always summer, you could do that. There are plenty of places in the world, even in America, where it feels like summer.
I live down there.
Yeah, all year long. And let's same with winter. Like, if you really, really loved winter and you wanted to live every day of your life in winter, there are places in the world the majority of the year that can give that to you.
It's where we live now.
No, you idiot. It gets to 90.
We have some of the harshest winter in the country.
I'm talking about if you go up into, like, Norwegian countries where, like, you know, it only it snows 280 days a year.
And they always look happy.
Yeah, what's that tell you?
And they're all good looking.
Ah. So are you going to try and blame your ugliness on temperature and
genetics? Yeah. The sun did this.
The cruelty here. There is no place in the world where it's always fall.
Yes, it is. The mall.
No.
The food court. And everybody's nice to you.
Find me a city on the globe. We're 300 days of the year. It's going to be 60 degrees with a slight breeze.
I will say this. The one town I've never been to.
Ha! Here we go. I've never been here before. I don't know.
But I've never heard pictures.
I've never heard a negative comment about it is San Diego.
Yeah, everyone says.
Yeah.
It's like it's never too hot. It's never too cold. They don't, you know what I mean?
Never rains in Southern California.
Right. They should write a song about that.
They should.
That would be catchy.
If there was a place that was fall all year round, I would move there immediately. And I don't think that I'd be alone. I think that everyone in the world would be like, this is the
place
I'm
going to. You'd get sick of it.
No, what? A fall?
You might get sick of it.
I would never get sick of fall.
But if it was like that all year round, like, you wouldn't be able to enjoy, like, summer activities.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't, you wouldn't be able to, like, go swimming.
Oh, I don't get to swim? Which, you don't even swim.
I used to. I used to do a lot of things, Pat. All gone now.
I was beautiful. No, you were.
I am now in the winter of my life.
With all that being said, with this study that shows, you know, fall is better for your mental health, for your body, the sleep, the
lower temperatures,
the time you get to spend outside, the scarcity effect, as they bring up here, right? There is one massive negative to fall in the greater Rochester area.
What's that?
We never have any idea how long it's going to last.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Because you can get 2 months of fantastic fall weather between late August and mid-October.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could get 90-degree days in between.
And that's just it. You could also get 2 weeks between it being 85 and sunny and 30 and sleeting. Mm-hmm. And it goes day by day. Like you said, like last week we had a handful of days, Kimmy, in the mid-60s. Yesterday it went up over 80. So, like, I don't know what I'm taking out of the closet. Like, this morning, had my jeans and sweatshirt laid out, got up, saw it was 65, had to do a quick shorts t-shirt flip.
Yeah.
threw me off my game.
I'm with you, buddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We doing pants or shorts here? Somebody let me know.
I went with the combo plate.
Yeah, you look great.
I'm very comfortable.
I'm seeing a lot of thigh right now.
Ugh.
What's wrong with my thighs?
A lot of thigh. Too much thigh.
It's a little pasty.
You look like a state trooper that wore shorts as a joke. Why are you wearing the same color on top and on bottom?
So it matches.
That's
it's a set.
It's not.
And then the shoes pop that way. See? The red shoe pops. Popping.
You look like an old man wearing pajamas that got him caught in a sprinkler when he was checking outside.
I am an old man.
Are you wearing pajamas?
No. It's a button-down dress shirt.
Yeah, button-down pajamas. All we need is like a cone hat on top of your big stupid head. No, man, I can't wait. Like, I'm very excited over the next couple of weeks. Like, the Bills are at home on a 1 o'clock on Sunday this week.
Hey, you might catch some nice weather.
It's going to be elite as long as it's not raining. In fact, I have not looked yet. I'm going to do it right now.
I bet it's going to be sunny and 72.
We got... You nailed it. Sunny and 71.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, there's nothing.
That's prime late summer, early fall sunburn time.
Yeah, you're right. You got to put sunscreen
on. Guys.
Oh, but yeah.
Sunscreen season is not over yet.
But, like, there are, like, little moments in everyone's life that make you feel like the universe is okay.
Okay.
And for me, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, pulling into a grass lot in Orchard Park, stepping out of my car into some dew-soaked grass, breathing in, smelling the grills and the secondhand smoke and the alcohol.
Yeah.
As that cool, crisp air hits my lungs.
Nice and healthy.
Shut up, you drunk.
Secondhand smoke and salami.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yes, it does.
Oh, you know what else is great?
What?
Secondhand salami.
Oh, you like secondhand salami?
I love secondhand salami.
Why didn't you tell me, man?
Why?
I got this new little health kiosk set up.
Get the hell out. Where is it?
It's in the men's room.
Really? What's it called?
It's called... Dr. Uncle Tommy's
doctor.
From salami to your mouth sauce. Health sauce.
So are you a doctor that's also my uncle?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm everybody's uncle. Like Dr. Scholl is everybody's doctor.
Yeah, but you're already a doctor.
Mm.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.